It's Jay Garcia.
Check out the last 2 weeks. First conference game, next two games on the road. You kind of say this is a critical game, tipping point for this?
Yeah, for sure. Coming into this game, you know, we just got to wipe the slate clean. Just focus on what's in front of us. So today was a big deal for us to be able to come into this game and to be able to go 1-0. So we did that, and it's a great feeling.
Jake, you know, you guys have the offensive really explosion between second and third quarters. What kind of led to that after a bit of a rocky start?
Just start clicking. Just start focusing on your job. Just start catching rhythm and settling in. And I mean, just being us, really, honestly. That's us. We're an explosive offense. We're explosive. So when we do us and we focus on our job and we execute, like, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to go out there and do each and every week, each and every play, each drive. But there's times where we get away from that. And we just got to clean that up. We got to clean that up, and we just got to be more consistent. That starts with myself. So the accountability of just being more consistent, and we've been talking about it all week, is just finish. And that means finishing the drive, right, and finishing out the game too. So that's been a big focus point as well.
Jake, it seemed like you guys kind of stole the mojo at the end of the first half on your touchdown run. Can you just kind of take us through your head for that play and what that sequence was like?
I'm sorry, you said steal the mojo.
Yeah, like Dr.
Carr. I got the signal, and I'm like, all right, like, it's go time. Like, buckle it up, it's go time. And I'm just going to just try to find a way to get in there. Just got to get in. It felt great to score. Everybody did their job on the play. The guys up front were blocking, got a push. We had a great fake on it, and just took it up in there, scored. It's my daughter's first birthday today. I'm missing her her birthday party. Didn't get to be there. But I wrote it on my towel, so I got "Happy Birthday, Milani" on my towel. So that was a great feeling to be able to score, and hopefully get some cool pictures for her to see when she's older. She got to show it to the camera.
Jake, after the last 2 weeks and when you went up big, this week you fall behind early. Come back. What did anything feel different this week, and what was kind of the mentality going into the end of the first half?
Yeah, I mean, we just didn't come out hot like we normally do, right? We just didn't come out hot, and that's okay. Bad things are going to happen in a football game. You just have to be able to deal with it and literally just go with the punches, right? Just turning the page on that and just being able to find our stride, just going back to the drawing board and just doing what we do day in and day out. That's the way that we got back in stride and got back into what we do. And that's what we do each and every day throughout the week. So just getting back to that and trusting our coaching, right? So trusting our coaching is big. Once you trust your coaching, man, I mean, things are going to work out for you. So.
Like, that's a work in progress, fourth quarter,
absolutely.
Kind of really put the game away there.
Yeah, for sure. Would like to improve on that, and we are going to improve on that. And I know as a team, as an offense, everybody knows that, right? For people in the stands, everybody knows that, right, that we have to improve on that. So that's what we're going to do is we're going to improve on that, and we're going to find a way to really finish it. Cause, I mean, it felt like we kind of just got by, right? I don't like that. I'm a competitor. I want to win, and I want to win big. So I know every guy on this team is the same exact way. So it gets frustrating at times when we're not doing that. It's just about keep going. We just got to find a way to when we have them on the ropes, put it away.
I believe you had completions to 10 different receivers tonight. What does that do for your confidence, knowing that when you go out there, you've got that many guys willing to step up and make meaningful contributions to your play?
Yeah, we have so many unique receivers in our room that just bring a different thing to the table, right? And I think each one of them is explosive. You get the ball in their hands, and they're special players. You get the ball out on the perimeter, or you get the ball, push it down the field, and they catch that ball, and they're going to go up for it and they make a play, I mean, it builds your confidence. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to be back there and know that your guy's going to be able to come down with it and do something after. So it makes things a lot easier when you're able to spit the ball out there on a little hitch or whatnot, and we pop a big one, right? And it takes a lot of pressure off the run game as well, and Coach Baker too.
What was it like to see Anthony Smith so wide open on that play?
I was on the ground, but I was happy.
Yeah.
I was happy. I had my arms up in the air. I saw a flag fly, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, come on. No, please, no. But, I mean, Anthony's a guy that's going to be that wide open. I know the guy fell, right? I think the DB
sure
fell.
He was all by himself.
I think he fell, right? But, I mean, I've seen Ant could run by somebody and make it look like he fell. That kid's so fast. So, yeah, it was a great feeling, man. It was a great feeling to be able to see that ball going up in the air. And to see Ant. I know the ball's in the air. I know Ant's going to go get it. So, that was a great feeling, man.
One more question.
Especially at the start of conference play, how can a win like this, you think, catapult you guys and kind of turn things back in our direction?
Got to know how to win. Got to know how to win. So, I think this is huge. I know that this is a huge win for us, for the team. Just for the feeling of the season, right? And people are always going to talk, and I wasn't here last year, but again, 2-10, right? And we're done talking about that. But I mean, people are going to say what they want to say, right? And being 2-2 at first, like, people are going to joke about it, like, oh man, you guys aren't going to do anything after that. And I mean, it's just about rewriting the narrative. And I know that this team has the ability to do that. I know that we're going to do that. And I think that we have everything that we need. I know that for a fact. I've seen last year at Missouri, 10-2. I've seen it. And we have everything that we need. We have everything that we need. So, this game was huge for us.
Great. Jake, thank you. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday. I'll tell you. Yeah.